Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa DeYoung. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 24 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And I'm pre-recording these because I'm away on my holidays for August, but it's good to still be here with you. And this is the third episode of a four-part series on the inner critic. If you've been following along, this one is called Befriending the Critic. But if you've just tuned into this one for the first time, I do suggest that you go and listen to the previous two episodes, starting with episode 22 and then moving on to episode 23, which are all about the different faces of the inner critic, and then meeting the inner critic and boundarying the inner critic. So it's a process of working with the inner critic that we're doing in this podcast and in this community, because a lot of my work, I'm working with people who have chronic pain and trauma, and from working with people for several years now, I see that the way we relate to ourselves, the relationships we have in our own minds and our own hearts and our bodies, can cause pain. And so if you're someone who has done a lot of healing and recovery work, but you're still stuck, then doing this kind of relational, psychological coaching work can really, really help heal our relationship with ourselves, move it to the next level, move our recovery to the next level, heal trauma. And it improves our creative life, our relationship lives, and come into more peace and serenity and ease in our nervous system, in our body, just feel better, finding our power. That's why this podcast is called From Pain to Power. And yeah, it's just a really, really important part of the healing and recovery work when it comes to our health and our wellness. Okay, so that's why we're looking at this inner critic. And if you would like more personalized support, I do offer one-to-one coaching for a limited number of clients per month. And I currently have space. So check out my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And I offer initially a 3-month coaching container, in-depth personal support for your process, for what it is that you want to achieve and get out of this work. And I do specialize in people who are stuck and who've been around the block and who maybe have read a lot of books and taken a lot of courses. So book a consult with me and we can have a conversation. I will pop the link in the show notes. So let's get into this topic of befriending the inner critic. Okay, so befriending the critic. So far we've looked at what our inner critic looks like, what it sounds like, and kind of where it comes from. Okay, so that was in the episode 21, meeting the inner critic. Then episode 22. Then episode 23 is on boundarying our relationship with our inner critic, because when we start to look at our inner critic, we might see that it comes in lots of different shapes and different sizes and different colors and different energies, different voices. It could be part of our family system. It could be part of our sociocultural system. It's probably part of our own personal stuff too, our peer groups. So it can feel a bit overwhelming. So before we start to befriend the critic, which is what we're going to talk about here, I want you to spend a good bit of time with that boundarying the inner critic piece. So even if you want to pause here and go back and work on the boundarying piece for a few weeks, you can always come back to this episode 24. And learn about befriending the critic. But it's really important that you feel you have a good solid foundation in the self-compassion muscle, in the default to inner kindness, in you have reminders in your home or reminders in your phone, or you have people you can turn to that can support you in your journey of building your ability to be self-compassionate with yourself. Even as I said in the previous episode, even if it doesn't feel true, we have to take the action and do the thing before it starts to become like a normalized integrated behavior. Okay. And the same thing applies for building a new habit, like being self-compassionate. It just takes some time. Okay. So go gently with yourself and pace yourself with that. But if you do feel ready to start to now turn towards that inner critic again and look at it, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start to open up a conversation with the critic. We're going to start to welcome it back in, because I think that the self-compassion work can only take us so far, because that inner critic is going to come back. And so can we come back to it in a way that we feel in our power and in our agency, and we can start to reason with it a bit more. Okay, so that's what this work is about. So for this work, befriending the critic, we're going to be allowing the critic to come back in. So I've written down the word here, allow. I have the word converse. So we're going to have a conversation with the critic. We're going to listen to the critic, and we're going to reason with the critic. Okay, so I'm going to offer you those words for you to think about what they mean for you, and for you to maybe journal on them, or you can write them on a post-it note, or you can take, you know, for the next 4 weeks, you can take each word and go on walks with your inner critic and just have that as a kind of intention for yourself. So whatever way that you want to process this work and whatever way works for you. For me, I quite like to just hold these things in my awareness without really kind of doing a lot. But essentially what you're doing is you're allowing, you're conversing, you're listening, and you're reasoning. Okay. And the reason why we're bringing that word reason in is because before we had the self-compassion skill, it's very hard to reason with a bully. I don't know if you've had people in your past or in your current life who are very domineering and authoritarian or controlling or even abusive. There's just no reasoning with those people. So we have to build strong boundaries with them and with ourselves. Okay, there's only so much of that behavior we can allow in before we can actually talk to them. So when we start to build boundaries with the critic and start to build self-compassion, then we can start to allow a little bit of it, of the inner critic, back in, and we can begin to reason. Okay. So you might want to get a pause. You might want to pause this podcast here and get a pen and paper, because I'm going to give you some questions to reflect on. These are coaching questions for you to think about. And you don't have to effort really hard to answer them. Again, like I said, you can just hold them in your awareness, in your aura, in your energy field for the next while. You can put them in your journal. You can just, you know, think about them while you're lying in the bath, whatever works for you. I like to do this process work in a very gentle way. I don't really, like I said, do a lot. I just sort of hold it in my awareness. But if it's something deeper I want to explore, I might journal on it. But here's the questions. So the first, and I'm going to put these also in my website. So if you want to see them, they're going to be on my website, episode 24. Head on over to lisadeyoungcoaching.com and click on the podcast tab, and then just head over to 24, number 24, and you can read the notes there in more detail. And bookmark the page. Okay, so these are the coaching questions. So the first one is, what does this inner critic have to say? What does it have to say? And number two is, what is it keeping me safe from? What is my inner critic, in whatever way it's showing up, what is it keeping me safe from? Because it's always there to protect us. Even if that doesn't seem rational, but there's a protective response there. The next question, number three, is, what is it pushing me towards and why? What is it pushing me towards and why? And then question four is, what is it holding high standards about? What is it holding high standards about? And the next question is, it cares about something. What is that? It cares about something. What is that? So very often we can give ourselves a hard time for having, for example, a strong perfectionist inner critic part. But if we look at that from a compassionate point of view and a rational, kind of a rational self-compassionate point of view, it's like, well, we care. Like I can have a bit of a perfectionist mindset when it comes to not all elements of my work, but some elements of my work. And it's because I care. I have high standards. You know, I want to do good quality work. And I did a lot of training and I have a lot of experience and I've committed to this work for a reason, you know, so I have high standards. So that's important. So let's not diminish that. And the next question is, what is it wanting from me? What is my inner critic wanting from me? What is it desiring from me? Then the next question is, what is it ambitious about for me? What is it ambitious about for me? Okay, that's actually the last question. So what is it ambitious about for me? So I'll read them again. What does it have to say? What is it keeping you safe from? What is it pushing me towards and why? What is it holding high standards about? It cares about something. What is that? What is it wanting from me? And what is it ambitious about? So these questions help us to allow the inner critic to come back in with, from a place of curiosity, like genuine curiosity. It's kind of like speaking to someone you don't really like, but you're actually kind of giving them some time and space to talk and to have their say. And you're kind of like, okay, like, well, let's just listen to them for a minute. So that's what we're doing here. And then we're going to really just look at it and just look at your page, look at your notes, notice your thoughts, notice what's coming up. And, you know, this is where the reasoning and the conversation comes in. We're listening, we're conversing, we're allowing. And then we start to inquire. Okay. So the inquiry comes in here around, is this old stuff? So for example, is it linked to insecurities from my past, from my childhood? Is it stuff from my family? Is it sociocultural? Is it like internalized patriarchy, for example? Is it like, are you putting yourself pressure on yourself, something to do with your identity as a woman, as an example of patriarchy? Is it your younger child parts coming up that need maturing and need some adulting? Is it, you know, linked to your peer group? And so we're opening it up, we're allowing it in, we're giving it some space from a place of being able to boundary with it. And then we're also kind of discerning, like, where is this coming from? What is it really saying here? And we're beginning to reason, because when you start to see the inner critic, that's very clearly linked to parts of your history or parts of a group of people who you used to be friends with that you're no longer really with in your life, or linked to some kind of sociocultural value that doesn't align with your personal values, then it's easier then to let it go and to let that kind of, you know, just let it go, let it wash over you. And you can kind of start to see, is like, oh yeah, that's just that like internalized thing that, you know, society wants from me. For example, hustle culture and having to always be productive all the time. And if your inner critic is linked to that, and because we are, a lot of us are so conditioned in that, it takes time to unravel that from ourselves. Because like me personally, yes, I'm an ambitious person and I like productivity and I think it's important to get things done, but I do not value burnout and I do not value, you know, I'm not sitting here saying to you, oh, like I've been working all night long and look at me, I'm amazing, I'm working until 4 a.m. and I'm wrecked and I'm doing this. I'm not doing this kind of glorifying thing that you see in this hustle culture, right? So, and when I do see people in the public space doing that, I kind of judge them because they're contributing to that very harmful dynamic in society that causes a lot of trauma, that causes a lot of burnout, that causes stress and inflammation and contributes to chronic pain and just all of the, you know, those things. And our health is just not going to be well if we're doing that to ourselves. Okay, so that does not align with my personal values. But if it's just an internalized thing, which often I can trip up into that, and a lot of my clients do, it just takes time to disentangle that from ourselves, to unlearn the internalized stuff from our past, from our family system, from our sociocultural environment. And this work of getting really clear on what your inner critic, your authentic inner critic wants from you in terms of your creativity and your passions and your ambition versus the parts that are holding you back and that don't belong to you. This is what this work is. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there for that episode. That's a little bit of a shorter one because the work lies in your hands now. Do head over to my website, read the show notes. If you want more personalized support with this, I can help you because this stuff isn't easy. I do believe in getting support. It's one of the best investments that I make for myself and I continuously lean into it. You can reach out to me. I am taking clients at the moment, my website is lisadeyoungcoaching.com. Link in the show notes, book a consult call. I also have free courses on my website that you can download. You can also join my mailing list. We're going to be doing workshops soon, not in person, but live on Zoom. And if you're interested in doing the professional training with me, I still have space for October. We do that every October, the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. You can head on over as well to my website and apply for the professional training if you're interested in integrating this work into your professional practice. So have a lovely week. And if you are wanting to connect with me and share with me any insights, any stories, you can send me an email as well, lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. So lots of love and I will see you next week. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.